The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Tim Matheson on the hotline right now.
Dude, I'm telling you, before we even start this, how much time do we have?
We have about 10 minutes.
Because we got to, just tell him we got to get a second interview already. Because yeah. The book is going to be...
The book's fantastic, and he is a national treasure.
God damn right he is.
Born December 31st in Glendale, California, our next guest started his show business career in his teens as the starring voice of the animated series, Johnny Quest. He eventually made the move to acting, making a name for himself in such films as Magnum Force, Fletch, a Very Brady sequel, and the cinematic classic Animal House, as well as his Emmy-nominated work on the series, The West Wing. Yesterday saw the release of his new memoir, Damn Glad to Meet You, My 7 Decades in the Hollywood Trenches, and he's gearing up for the season 6 debut of his Netflix series, Virgin River, next month. Please welcome Tim Matheson.
Tim Matheson.
Hey, good morning.
Brother,
hello,
welcome.
Hello.
Oh, man, this book.
Hey, Johnny.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
I love honesty.
What a fun thing to do, I must say. It was sort of, I'm not Catholic, but it's sort of like going to confession.
Yeah.
Doing a book like this, you know?
The difference is you aren't sorry of any of it.
No, I embraced all my mistakes, but like confession, I owned them, you know?
Yeah.
And you learn from your mistakes, hopefully.
Listen, it's a life well lived. You have lived... you've lived 10 lifetimes, and your appetite is strong for all of it, and your honesty about so many different things. But the one thing I took away from this, and I don't know how I missed it all these years, I never realized you voiced Johnny Quest as a kid. Which, by the way, I loved that when I was a young man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had so many different segments of my career. I was a kid actor. Huh. You know, I was 12 years old. When I sort of outgrew that, I fell into, just by accident, I had an audition for a voice, cartoon voice. I got it. And I did for the next 3 years, I did cartoon voice work. And it was a whole side of the business I had no idea even existed. And I got to be Johnny Quest.
Yeah, which fantastic. And you just talk about the names you start seeing through this, Lucille Ball. The fact that John Landon wanted to beat your ass. Michael Landon.
You know, there were various points in my career where I was studying and I took myself very seriously as a method actor and you get a little full of yourself thinking what I'm doing here is more important than anything else. I have to be real. I have to be truthful and honest. And everybody else anybody gets in my way, I'll just run them down. And that I learned from Landon and from Kurt Russell and Clint Eastwood. It's a team sport.
Yeah,
and you have to work with everybody. Everybody has the same value, and everybody on the team is there to help you win. And I learned that a bit the hard way from Michael Landon because I came onto the show. I'd made some silly remarks about the future of television and westerns, and I said, it's kind of an old fashioned western. and Bonanza and Michael, you know, and they just lost Dan Bacher and
that's right.
So it was a hard lesson for me to learn. He finally forgave me, Michael. You know, they had gone through 14 years, and I walk in, and they're thinking I'm hot stuff. And I learned that lesson really quick.
But you didn't mean anything by it. It was just part of this interview and being a young kid with new ideas. But it didn't sit well. And you learn these things that there's a decorum with certain people, with things that have been on the air for a while, things that have had their success, that respect to be shown. And that's real. I believe in that. I do believe in that.
Yes.
But you, and you go through this world, the thing people don't know about Hollywood is they think once you become famous, that the jobs just roll in, right? Like you don't have to work. And the truth of the matter is you're like a guy out there putting applications in all day, every day. You're getting three no's a day.
You got it. You said it. I mean, and that was the other lesson I learned, I think, from Lucille Ball and Jackie Gleason. It's like that it's a full contact sport. It's, you know, and it's like, and from Kurt Russell, who was a professional baseball player, it's like some days you hit a home run, some days you strike out three times, you know, it's just, and you have to treat them all the same. You can't get caught up in it because it'll get you down. It'll get in your head. And so you really have to just embrace the team spirit. Everybody's there to support you. Do what you can do. And then, you know, flip the page and go on to the next day.
But and we'll fast forward a little bit, but then we talk about everybody's there for the right reasons. Then you meet Daniel Stern and your two guys, you don't, it becomes an everyday fight on a live stage, on a Broadway stage.
I was getting my ass kicked daily. You know, what happened was we were doing a play called True West, which is a Sam Shepard play about two brothers who try to kill each other. And it is written, I was the sort of intellectual writer and was having hard times, and I get together with my ne'er-do-well brother shows up and they fight, and they physically fight. They verbally fight and physically fight. And so when you do fights like that, it's very carefully staged so no one gets hurt. And we had props that were safe props you could throw and kick and hit each other with. And then there were real props, you know, toasters and other things that you didn't touch. And I'm just, all of a sudden, I'm getting beat up. And I said, hey, Danny, this is crazy, man. I was like, he goes, oh, man, I got carried away. It's like, yeah, well, don't. And you know, we're here together. It's a team. And then this, that was no team. And that was one of those, finally, I just said, I quit. This is not, I don't need this. I don't need this abuse. And because when fights broke out on stage between us at times.
Yeah.
And finally, the producers worked it out that, you know, he left. Well, I took over the play. And
you also did. You choked him with a telephone cord, which was in the play, but you maybe stayed a little hot, a little long, like he's on his back.
Yeah. I mean, you can fake it or not. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I lost the fight. So it's like no matter what happened or what I did, I still, you know, he had the last laugh and the last shot. So it was like, uh-oh, well.
If you're just joining the show, Tim Matheson, the book is, it's just incredible. Damn glad to meet you. But we haven't covered Animal House. We haven't talked about Belushi and Landis and Ivan Reitman. Yeah. And we haven't talked about your 33rd birthday, where by the time you hit your three-peat, your girlfriend showed up.
Oh my God. And I was going for four.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, the book started because I realized after a few years after Animal House that I witnessed this incredible sort of alchemy between John Landis, Ivan Reitman, Doug Kenny, who wrote Caddyshack as well. It was his second movie. And then, and Harold Ramis.
Yeah.
And Ivan and Harold brought in John Hughes to do Vacation, you know, and National Lampoon's Vacation. And so I wanted to write about that. And the publisher said, well, that's great, but let's talk about, you know, your connection to Lucille Ball and vaudeville and Jackie Gleason and those people, because it's something that I don't think a lot of young actors or directors or writers today know existed. And it was a discipline and a way of making a living that, you know, they worked really hard in vaudeville, and you came prepared. And so that was a big lesson for me as a young actor, that you really you have to bring it. And Clint was that way. Bring it on take one, and I'll print it, and we'll go on.
Clint, move on. I got to get you back for another interview, because this 10-minute format, yeah. Tim, the book's too good, and there's too many great stories, because I'm telling you, 10 lifetimes. You have lived 10 lifetimes. You talk about West Wing. You talk about moving to Santa Barbara, the addiction to fame that, you know, because it is part of you. You know, just talking to Rob Lowe, your neighbor, about his new gig he booked can crush your soul. Even though everything is good, you're like, but I'm not doing what I do, because it's hard. You can't give it up. You know,
it's you're a phone call away from having a success in your career. You never know what's going to happen. The phone rings and away you go. You know, it's like with Virgin River that came up, because I'd been on a show called Heart of Dixie for like 4 years, and then that show left, and I went back to freelance acting, or I was rebuilding a house, and then a phone rings one day, and they want you to do this show called Virgin River. It's like, well, okay, let's talk about that, you know. And it's turned into quite, you know, a fan favorite, you know, and a family favorite.
Doc Mullins is great. We're going to get you back on. I hope you do some more press, because really, I want to spend more time with the book, because I think it's one of the great, genuine look into an icon's life, and it's so honest and so joyful and so true. It's a great book.
Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Anytime. The great Tim Matheson, man.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.